Proclamation number 4370 of 10th of July, 1948. Words of God to servants on earth. Representatives. As long as you reject my word, you cannot call yourselves my servants either, for they truly know the voice of the Lord. But you must also never assume that I withhold the ability to recognize my word from you, that you do not have the gift to understand my word as I want it to be understood. Instead, you must feel guilty insofar as that you only pass on spiritual knowledge adopted by people without first having asked me for enlightenment of the Spirit. But if I send you my messengers, you are to announce my word, my will, to you. You must not reject them without seriously examining them, for you are always obliged to examine them, no matter from which side spiritual knowledge is offered to you. Accepting unchecked knowledge will cause you to fall into error, and this applies in particular to knowledge acquired through study, which is passed on to you as it comes forth from people. And you should always consult me when you approach an examination of spiritual knowledge. I will certainly not leave you in wrong thinking if you are seriously interested in truth. But how can you assume that I don't speak to people when you know about my promise that I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth? My love for you and my concern for your salvation is so great that I also offer you the truth without this desire for truth. Whether you want to accept it is up to you. You will not be forced to do so, but only lovingly admonished by me to listen to my messengers and then rely on your inner voice, which will truly guide you correctly. Approach the examination of what is offered to you as the only truth without any prejudice. Don't fear the influence of demonic forces, but consider that only love is ever placed in the foreground, that the word conveyed to earth from above is nothing other than Christ's pure teaching of love as it was taught on earth and as it was recorded by my first disciples. Whatever deviates from this truth offered by me has been added or wrongly interpreted by people, and therefore I always impart the unadulterated truth to you. I enlighten you as I want my word to be understood, and constantly only seek to instruct you in the pure truth so that you will reach the aim through the truth, so that you will gain eternal life through it. If you want to be my servants, then you first have to acquire the pure truth yourselves. You have to be properly instructed yourselves in order to be able to teach properly. And you have chosen a responsible office for yourselves. You want to lead people to me, and I bless this will. But so that you will also be able to do so, I will show you the right way to accept the knowledge you want to spread from me. And if you are mine, you will also recognize my voice, or I will reject you as my representatives on earth. For if you want to be of service, you must obey your Lord and comply with his will. Yet your will is free. I can only warn and admonish you, but I will never forcibly try to determine you. Amen.